Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. In the late 1930s, a young engineer named Bill Savory recorded numerous broadcasts of swing-era jazz greats such as Coleman Hawkins, Count Basie with Lester Young, and Teddy Wilson. More than 70 years later, those recordings were discovered, and in the next hour, we'll hear those artists and others, including Roy Eldridge, Fats Waller, John Kirby, and Mildred Bailey. We're savoring the Savory Collection, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
Count Basie's big band playing their theme 1 o'clock jump from the new Mosaic Records set The Savory Collection 1935 through 1940. That performance coming from a legendary May 1938 big band concert at Randall's Island in New York City called Carnival of Swing. None of it ever heard again until these recordings were discovered a few years ago. In 2010, a 70-year-old collection of live jazz recordings preserved on aluminum disc became an international media story. The story of that collection begins with the young engineer and swing music fanatic Bill Savory, who used his technical expertise in the late 1930s to record broadcasts primarily of jazz artists. For decades, Savory kept the recordings, offering some of the Benny Goodman Band to its leader, who liked them enough to have them released. Other than that, the Savory Collection was an obscure holy grail, known only to a handful of jazz aficionados. And after Savory's death in 2004, even the faithful few feared it would never be heard. But a few years later, jazz scholar and musician Lorne Schoenberg made contact with Savory's son Gene, and the collection was rescued just as estate handlers were about to dispose of it. After years of meticulous audio restoration and artist estate negotiations, some of these recordings have been released, first through iTunes and now in expanded form as a 6-CD set from Mosaic Records. They open new windows into the world of jazz at its commercial zenith in the years just before World War II, when the airwaves carried the big bands of Count Basie and Glenn Miller and Duke Ellington, the pianistic virtuosity and merry banter of Fats Waller, and numerous other musicians who have since passed into obscurity. The Savory set allows us to re-enter that world. We'll begin with two short-lived big bands helmed by saxophonist Coleman Hawkins and pianist Teddy Wilson, masters in their respective instruments who found leading a large ensemble rough going in the overcrowded field of orchestras at the dawn of the 1940s. Hawkins had recently made what would prove to be a landmark recording of the song Body and Soul, and the Savory set starts off with an extended version of it in a big band setting. Coleman Hawkins on Night Lights. Thank you. Pianist Teddy Wilson's big band on Coconut Grove, broadcast from New York City's Golden Gate Ballroom in 1939. Tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins before that, leading his big band in a broadcast of Body and Soul from New York's Fiesta Danceteria in 1940. Listening to the Savory set is like dial-hopping on a swing-age radio, catching singers such as Ella Fitzgerald, the big bands we just heard, small group jazz and jam sessions led by artists like Lionel Hampton and Jack Teagarden, and jazz virtuosos such as violinist Stuff Smith and pianist Albert Ammons. We'll hear such a dial-hopping set right now, starting off with Ammons, a master of the boogie-woogie style that enjoyed great popularity in the late 1930s and early 40s. Bill Savory recorded a broadcast of Ammons playing in December of 1939 at a New York City nightclub that served as a cultural flashpoint for racial integration and progressive politics, a place where singer Billie Holiday debuted the anti-lynching anthem Strange Fruit. Here's Albert Ammons live from New York City's Café Society on Nightlights.
Got you, but you never knew just how. That's what I want to tell you. I've got it figured out. Now if you want the lowdown, here's how it came about. We had to have something new, a dance to do up here in Harlem. So someone started trucking. As the news got round, the folks downtown came up to Harlem and saw everybody trucking. It didn't take long before the hi-hats were doing it, Park Avenue and it all over town. You see them scuffling, shuffling, trucking along. It spread like a forest blaze, became a craze, and thanks to Harlem now, everybody's trucking. Thank you. As soon as the news got round, folks downtown came up to holler man saw. Everybody trucking, it didn't take long before the high hats were doing it, Park Avenue and all over town. You see them scuffling, shuffling, trucking along. It spread like a forest blaze, became a craze, and thanks to Harlem now, everybody trucking.
Thank you.
Saxophonist Benny Carter leading his big band in a 1939 broadcast of More Than You Know from Harlem's Savoy Ballroom, recorded by engineer Bill Savory. We also heard singer Mildred Bailey with Paul Whiteman's orchestra on a 1935 Kraft Music Hall broadcast of Truckin', and pianist Albert Ammons started off the set with Boogie Woogie Stomp, broadcast from New York City's Cafe Society in December 1939. The Savory Collection also features several all-star jam sessions, with musicians stretching out farther than studio recordings of the time allowed. As set annotator Lauren Schoenberg points out, we hear them finding fresh variations on tunes they played repeatedly, such as this one where the leader is also the co-composer, pianist Fats Waller and Honeysuckle Rose on Nightlights. pianist Fats Waller leading a jam session performance of Honeysuckle Rose, joined by tenor saxophonist Bud Freeman, clarinetist Pee Wee Russell, trombonist Jack Teagarden, drummer Zuddy Singleton, and others from a November 1938 make-believe ballroom broadcast recorded by Bill Savory. I'll have more from Mosaic Records' Savory set in just a few moments. Production support comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Savoring the Savory Collection on Nightlights. I'm featuring recordings made at the height of the swing era by engineer Bill Savory on this edition of Nightlights. Well, the Savory set features some well-known artists of the swing era, such as Count Basie, whom we'll be hearing from in our next set. It also includes musicians known today only to jazz aficionados, but who remain notable for their contributions to 20th century jazz. One such artist was bassist John Kirby, who led a remarkable sextet in the late 1930s and early 40s that helped pioneer the notion of chamber jazz, which the modern jazz quartet would take to greater heights of popularity in the 1950s and beyond. Kirby's talented group included trumpeter Charlie Shavers, clarinetist Buster Bailey, and pianist Billy Kyle, who influenced bebop piano jazz giant Bud Powell. In 1939, Kirby and singer Maxine Sullivan became the first African-American host of a weekly national radio program, CBS's Flow Gently, Sweet Rhythm. From two of that show's episodes, here's the Kirby Sextet, accompanied by narrator and famed African-American actor Canada Lee, doing From A-flat to C on Nightlights.
This number always had Charlie Shavers blinking and blowing. It was A-flat to C. We made it on 52nd Street, fooling with some modulations. Billy took an A7th chord, and we developed to a C. Modulated right on through the chorus from A-flat to C. Thank you. Wanted a small blues, a blues not mean but neat, a railing blues, not ordinary. We played Chicago and got the parts and worked it out at night. In the nighttime, near the loop, we made Blues Petite.
Bassist John Kirby's sextet performing Blues Petite and From A Flat to C, 1940 broadcast from the CBS radio program Flow Gently, Sweet Rhythm. Some of the richest treasures in the Savory collection come courtesy of the Count Basie Big Band, which had roared out of Kansas City into the wider jazz world in the late 1930s, after jazz promoter and producer John Hammond heard them on a late-night radio broadcast and brought them to the East Coast. The Basie Band's propulsive brand of bluesy swing counted the innovative tenor saxophonist Lester Young among its talented makers, and while the Savory set brings us a slew of new solos from the gentle jazz giant, we also get to hear from other vital cogs in the Basie swing machine, such as singer Jimmy Rushing and saxophonist Herschel Evans. Here's Count Basie live from New York City's famous Door nightclub in 1938 on Nightlights. Thank you.
Blue and Sam Adams.
If you say you'll be a baby girl of mine, I ain't that nobody cares for. Nobody cares for me.
Count Basie's big band performing I Ain't Got Nobody with Jimmy Rushing on vocals from New York City's famous Door. Basie and Blue and Sentimental before that with Helen Hume singing and Lester Young taking a turn on clarinet along with a lovely solo from Young's tenor sax counterpart Herschel Evans. And Rosetta kicking off that Basie set, all recorded from 1938 broadcast from the famous Door. Herschel Evans died at the age of 29, not long after those broadcasts, and his solos on the Savory set count among its most notable additions to the legacy of recorded jazz. Drummer Chick Webb, whose high-octane swing band helped elevate Ella Fitzgerald to stardom, also passed away in 1939 at the age of 34. All in this nightlight show with performances by each not long before their respective deaths. Performances captured by the young engineer Bill Savory more than 80 years ago, and now brought back to life. Artists, like all of us, must pass on, but sometimes a mix of passion, good fortune, diligence, expertise, and meticulous labor can capture and restore some of the beauty they left behind. Trumpeter Roy Eldridge with Chick Webb and Liza on Nightlights.
Thank you.
I close with saxophonist Herschel Evans performing Stardust as part of a December 1938 Lionel Hampton jam session broadcast from Mosaic Records' Savory Collection set. We also heard trumpeter Roy Eldridge and drummer Chick Webb in an August 1938 broadcast doing Liza. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Lauren Schoenberg, Scott Wenzel, and Doug Pomeroy. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support comes from Landlocked Music CDs and vinyl, online at landlockedmusic.com, and from the Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.